This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre, baie baie welkom aan Zanti Swanepoel. Môre gaan dit goed.
Baie goed, dankie en aan elke luisteraar en almal by die studio ook baie goeiemôre.
Fantasties. Nou, wat het jy vanoggend te sê, Zanti?
Die wat? Ek wil 'n bietjie gesels oor iets wat net my baie na in die hart lê en met Pinkster Sondag en in Engels Pentecost is dit ek so op 'n plek in my lewe nê where I don't want to miss the wonder of God. Jy weet ons kan so die dinge kan vir ons so normaal raak en dat ons soms God se grootheid en sy absolute bewondering kan mis. En ek wil net vanoggend net vir jou iets terugbring van God se hart vir jou, Jesus se hart vir jou en die wonderlike blessing van die Heilige Gees. Jy weet, ons is so bevoorreg, ons wat aan die ander kant van die kruis leef, wat Heilige Gees in ons het, wat die tempel van die almagtige God se Heilige Gees is. Mag ons nooit die grootheid daarvan onderskat nie. Ons se gewoond raak daaraan dat ons nie dit meer bewonder die wonderwerkende krag van die Heilige Gees wat binne in my en jou leef elke dag nie. En ek wil jou terugbring elke keer as ek in die Bybel oor salwing oor olie lees, dan weet ons dit verwys ook na die Heilige Gees en wat Jesus vir ons doen en is en ek wil jou sommer net vandag terugvat na 'n baie bekende psalm en miskien is dit ook een van jou gunstelinge soos wat dit myne is, maar ek wil jou regtig bemoedig daarmee vanoggend en dan wil ek een spesifieke versie daar uithaal en net vir jou 'n bietjie konteks gee rondom dit en wat dit toe beteken het en wat dit vir my en jou vandag beteken. En miskien het jy dit al gehoor, miskien weet jy dit, miskien met die Here dit net vanoggend weer vat in jou siel kom deponeer. Wat dit sê Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of all my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Julle, dis my so 'n kosbare psalm. Maar ek wil vandag een versie vir jou uitlig wat sê you honor me by anointing my head with oil. En weet jy wat? Jesus is ons herder en ons is die skapies. He's our shepherd, he's faithful. But you see, shepherds in that time didn't pour oil on sheep for ceremonial or appearances sake. They did it because sheep were vulnerable, easily wounded and unable to protect themselves from things they couldn't see coming. Oil was an act of care. It was personal, it was protective, and it was daily. In the ancient world, shepherds would mix olive oil with herbs and spices and gently rub it into the sheep's head, nose, ears, and sometimes the whole body. The oil served multiple purposes. It healed cuts and scrapes from the rocky terrain. It soothed the skin irritated by heat and dryness. Most importantly, it protected the sheep from parasites and insects. Flies would lay eggs in the sheep's nose or ears, leading to infection and torment and even death. The oil created a barrier. What once brought irritation and danger could no longer take hold. Sheep didn't apply the oil themselves. They didn't earn it by behaving well. They didn't request it with perfect obedience. The shepherd noticed the need and responded with care. The oil wasn't a reward. It was provision. The image is powerful because Scripture often describes God as our shepherd and us as his sheep. When David wrote, "You anoint my head with oil," he wasn't speaking poetically. He was describing the shepherd's intentional care over the vulnerable places in our lives. Oil represented healing and protection and presence. Now, for us, New Testament believers, see this in the fulfillment of Jesus. Because through him, we are not merely visited by the shepherd. We are permanently cared for by him through his Spirit. The anointing is no longer external and occasional. The Holy Spirit now dwells within us. What oil the temporary on the outside, the Holy Spirit does continually on the inside. Just as oil protected sheep from unseen threats, the Spirit guards our hearts and minds. And just as the oil soothes the wounds, the grace of God heals places where we have been hurt by life, sin, and failure. Just as oil kept irritation from taking root, the Holy Spirit keeps accusation, shame, and fear from settling in and defining us. Notice something important. Oil did not make the sheep perfect, but it made them protected. They still walked on rocky paths. They still wandered. They still needed guidance, but they were covered. That's our posture. That's the posture of a New Testament faith. We don't live trying to avoid every mistake so that God will care for us. We live from the reality that he already does. The shepherd goes before us, tends to us, and applies what we cannot apply ourselves. So when Scripture speaks of anointing in the New Testament, it consistently points to God's initiative, not our effort. You and I, listener, I want you to just let this drop deep, deep into your soul and spirit. You and I have been anointed by the Holy One. That means that we are already marked, already covered, and already kept. You see, the enemy loves dry places. Shame grows where wounds stay untreated. Fear multiplies where irritation is ignored. But oil changes everything. It changes the environment. And in Christ, your life is not dry ground. You are cared for ground. The same shepherd who poured oil on the sheep then is the shepherd who pours grace and truth and life into us right now. Not because we are perfect, not because we behaved consistently, but because we are loved, and love always moves first. You are not surviving on your own. Hear this today. You are not exposed, and you are surely not overlooked. Your shepherd still anoints your head with oil. And in Christ, that oil never, ever runs out. May this bless you this morning. Amen and amen.
Asse, baie dankie, Zanti. Waardeer dit. Jy met 'n lieflike dagie. Ons gaan volgende week weer gesels.
Dankie julle ook. Tata.
Bye, bye, bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.